Tens of thousands of Egyptians rallied in Tahrir Square to oppose both the constitutional declaration issued by the president and to call for the reshaping of the Constituent Assembly in charge of the new Egyptian constitution.
We are making our voices heard, and we will continue to voice our rage over this decree and the Constituent Assembly until the president responds to our legitimate demands.
A number of marches from across Cairo were led by political figures, including former presidential candidates Mohamed El-Baradei, Amr Moussa, and Khaled Ali. Protesters chanted slogans against the president, calling him to withdraw the declaration that gives him wide-ranging powers. They also demanded that the Constituent Assembly be dissolved for not being representative of the Egyptian people.
The Constituent Assembly rushed the voting process, and if the president approves the draft and puts it to a popular referendum, we will say no to it.
The Assembly, which had received mass resignations by liberal and secular forces, as well as representatives of workers' unions and Egypt's three churches, had finalized the voting process to approve the constitution, which is then submitted to the president. Once the president approves the document, the charter draft will be voted on by the Egyptian public in a referendum. A sit-in by different political parties has been taking place for over a week in Tahrir Square since the announcement of the presidential decree. On another front, mass protests have also been called by the Islamic stream in support of both the president and the Constitutional Assembly.
Oppositions have vowed to remain in the square until the presidential decree is withdrawn. The president is also facing a strike by Egypt's judges who oppose the decree for undermining their authorities. And the question remains, how will the president end the current crisis? Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.